like she didn't leave in such a hurry after all.
Oh, I think this is the episode of Three's Company where there's some kind of misunderstanding.
Whose little ball of paper is this?
Oh, that would be mine. See, I wrote a note to myself, and then I realized I didn't need the note, so I balled it up, and now I wish I was dead. Janice?
Oh. My. God.
Well, see, now that I can see crying over, but Bambi is a cartoon.
You didn't cry when Bambi's mother died?
Yes, it was very sad when the guy stopped drawing the deer.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four.
Yeah, get up, everybody. Good morning. Well, hello. Get up. Weird out of that. We'll, Something's amiss. Somebody done mess with my stuff. Well, good morning. Welcome. Hi. Hello. It is the Mark and Kim Show on this Monday morning. The Monday after the death of Matthew Perry of Friends. If you haven't heard, you're waking up to the news this morning. Some people actually put their phones away for the weekend. I may not know, may not see things. And Matthew Perry, the one of the stars of Friends, one of the six of Friends, has passed on, has died as of right now. No other than drowning reason for death. They don't think, they're not sure. I guess a toxicology report is to come. And we'll see, in fact, if there was any illicit substances in his system. But it's a sad day for those of you who have kind of grown up with Friends, rediscovered Friends, watched Friends here in this in the 2020s.
The toxicology test could take forever to get back. They said there were no illicit drugs on site, but there were prescription drugs. Of course, you know.
Of course, you know what?
Well, I mean, everybody has prescription drugs that they take. So, you know, who knows if he took, you know, overused the drugs or if he just fell asleep in the hot tub or.
Well, that would be bad.
Because he had
posted. If you just fall asleep in the hot tub when you slip underwater, doesn't that wake you up? If you're just sleeping.
I mean, you would think, but I don't know.
Well,
there's he had played pickleball earlier in the day for a couple of hours.
Well, we know how you feel about pickleball. Do you want to say anything negative about pickleball while you have the chance concerning the death of Matthew Perry?
No.
Okay, like maybe that was a cause of death or premature aging?
Killed by pickleball.
Well, I don't know. You just seem to have a thing about pickleball. You don't seem to like pickleball.
I've never played pickleball.
I understand that, but you have a certain kind of feeling about pickleball.
I understand there are a lot of people who love pickleball.
Right. There's a lot of people who love pickleball. Including Matthew Perry.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things to talk about with Matthew Perry today. We'll get into some questions and some other things concerning that. But we welcome you to this Monday morning. Today's high 57 and falling. Is it falling temperatures?
Yes.
Temperatures will hit 57, I guess, this morning. Overnight low to 44. Tomorrow, let's see, 55 for Halloween. So it's going to be a cooler Halloween. When you wake up on Wednesday morning, 29 degrees. Again, on Thursday morning, 29 degrees. Temperatures in the 50s. Getting back into the 60s, up to 70 by the end of the weekend into the next week. I want to thank everybody that showed up for Trick or Treat Trail yesterday at the main event. That was fun. We had a good time with that. Got a lot of people showing up with costumes for the kids and a lot of prizes. What were those prizes again, Kim?
Dollywood passes and main event passes.
Yeah, she says it now like she knows it.
Well, it was weird because there were like four and six and then two and...
Four and six and two.
Yeah. Hmm. Four passes, six passes, two passes. Yeah.
Sit down, stand up, fight.
Exactly.
Or something like that.
Exactly. Well, a lot of good passes.
A lot to do today. A whole lot to talk about. We have her versus him, Mark versus Kim. Ice Bears back on the ice. Because where else would the Ice Bears be? Four tickets to see the Ice Bears today. For her, her versus him, Mark versus Kim, 720. The list is the game of the day coming up on Starwater 2.1. Hey, everybody. Starwater 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Uten Law Firm. And no Taylor Swift, no Kansas City victory. Woo, she missed the Denver Broncos game yesterday, I guess, because, you know, Denver. And they lost. Ooh. So Taylor Swift is canceling the rest of her tour, at least during the football season.
So she can be at the game.
And she'll be an equipment manager. She'll be handling the packages, if you will, for, I'm just kidding. Yeah. So something's going to have to happen because the Kansas City Chiefs can't dare lose to the Denver Broncos. You know, Russ, Mr. Oh, come on. Oh, you don't remember?
No.
Oh.
Mr.
Don't you remember that video? I'll play it for you next.
Okay, because yeah. I'm lost.
Oh, well, you can't believe
it. I know you're shocked by that.
We'll be right back on The Mark and Kim Show. 102.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station with The Mark and Kim Show.
His name's Mr. Unlimited. Yeah, you got to be unlimited. You know, you got to have a thought process.
Cringy as hell.
Unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean?
Oh, so when they ask you have to say it like that.
Well, he certainly seems to.
Unlimited.
Oh, listen to Sierra, listen to Sierra in the background.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Unlimited?
Advice, Russell.
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person. Think that person. Oh. Love you, Pete. But it's Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, this is who beat your Kansas City Chiefs in your Kelce era. Yesterday, good morning, everybody. 6:11 on Star Water 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. Mr. Unlimited.
He's a strange guy.
All right. How, when you rip off the sheets and the pillow covers, do you have yellow pillow?
One.
Did you see, this is a debate going on online right now, is it disgusting or endearing to have what is called yellow pillow?
My husband has one yellow pillow. It was from his grandmother.
Now, when you say yellow pillow, you don't mean just the fabric is yellow.
No.
Right. You understand.
It's yellow with age.
You think it's just age?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's just the aging? Like an old photograph will turn a little tinny brown after a while?
It's from, you know, all the things. Whatever it is, the age, whatever it is that turns it yellow.
Please tell me you know it's just not age, though, right?
It's the dirt, the mites, the things. I mean, we put it in the dryer and fluff it around and put it in there. But you can't wash the thing. It's a fellow.
It's a fellow.
It's a feather. It's like a goose down.
Don't put any fellows in the dryer.
No, it's like a goose down pillow. I mean, it weighs a ton.
Well, did you see there's an ongoing debate about yellow pillows on social media and the responses really run the gamut. Some people consider yellow pillows gross. My wife takes a pillow that she uses to cover up her head. Every night she lays on one, the other one covers her head, and that one is.
You mean like on top of it, like?
Well, where else? When you lay it on top
like
of your head,
like a sandwich, like one pillow below.
Right,
and one
she's
on
not
top.
Wearing it like a hat. She's wearing it like a head cover, like she's turning her head. Her head is full of bologna, and the pillows are two pieces of bread.
Like if you pressed on it, she would die.
Wow! Of all the morbid thoughts to have this morning.
I'm just saying.
If I wanted to smother my wife with a pillow, there's already one in place, yes.
Okay.
When they look at the forensics of my wife's death, they'll say, well, it looks like she's already had this pillow on her head the whole time. Maybe just a, you know how they say accidental drownings?
Mm-hmm.
Could be an accidental pillow smothering.
Mm-hmm.
Accidental overdoses.
Mm-hmm.
Accidental smotherings.
Mm-hmm.
Please, why do you put things in my head like this? Why do you do this? yeah, my girlfriend is mad at me, said the post. Because I've revealed to her the yellow pillow. Fellas, I'm sure you all know that this thing is just magic. Another guy said, part of being a man is using the same pillow since the age of 10 and never washing it. Others say, I got rid of my yellow pillows maybe a year ago, and I legit haven't rested comfortably since. And it's a, quote, sign of well-loved pillow, seasoned like a cast iron pan.
Why is it always the guy who has the yellow pillow? I don't have a yellow pillow.
Are you calling my wife a guy?
Well, no, but I mean, it's a guy who wrote the letter.
If I find out my wife's a guy, there might be an accidental smothering with her yellow pillow.
But my husband has the yellow pillow. I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's probably the guy who has the yellow pillow, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd agree.
Why? You don't sweat through your head?
No, but we get rid of the pillows before they're yellow, or once we start seeing it's like,
yellow
it's
pillow,
time to get rid of this pillow.
Yellow pillow is a buildup of moisture, sweat, oils, lotions, and drool.
Mm-hmm.
Even going to bed with wet hair can cause pillow discoloration. A yellow pillow seems gross, but it isn't going to kill you. Experts say staining can trigger allergies if mildew or fungus are allowed to fester. The pillows can even develop an odor.
And that's how you keep your yellow pillow to yourself, because nobody else wants it.
Well, we were talking about sharing the yellow pillow.
Well, I mean, my husband somehow thinks somebody wants his yellow pillow. You can't have this pillow. I'll share the other pillows, but you can't have this pillow. And I'm like, don't worry. I don't want that pillow.
Your husband sounds about as hip as Mr. Unlimited over here. Like he's
but
arguing.
The yellow pillow is like, always the special pillow.
Oh, you know, arguing with other people. Who else other than you is in the bed with him?
But they, well, no, but I mean, they think it's the special pillow, and it's
who's
like
they?
Well,
maybe special. Who are these
whoever they has the yellow pillow, they always think it's the special pillow. Does your wife think that's the special pillow?
No, she just puts it's one she puts over her head, and she hopes gets smothered down on her head sometime. And this madness called the marriage. You can wash pillows, by the way. You can wash them,
even goose down feathers.
You'll have to look into that.
I didn't think you could.
You know, didn't talk about specific fillers and what you can wash or can't wash. But yellow pillow, it's a huge debate going on right now. 6:29 on Starwood at 2.1 with the Mark and Kim show. So we got some spotty shower chances today. Breezy at times. High today should be 60, but that should fall throughout the day. Possible chances for weather does increase in the afternoon into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's high 55, Wednesday's high 51. Coolest day. Now, that's a little different than my weather app is telling me. It's telling me 48 on Tuesday and 49 on Wednesday. So we'll see. Overnight lows into the 20s coming up on Tuesday. Wednesday morning and Thursday morning.
Remember a few weeks ago I told you I was a redneck? You said you didn't quite believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you will now.
Based on what?
Just something that's going on.
Start with a 2.1 latest from Doja Cat called Agora Hills on the Mark and Kim show. Reach out, 656-7827. Text us anytime about anything, and that's also the same number you'll call for Her versus Him, Mark versus Kim. The list is the game of the day. That's coming up 7:20-ish with tickets to see the Ice Bears.
There were a ton of fireworks going off in my neighborhood last night.
Okay.
I must live in the most redneck place in Knoxville.
You mean Halls?
Well, yeah.
Okay, well,
now, I told you a few weeks ago that I was a redneck, and you said, you're not a redneck.
Well, you're not a redneck.
Well, apparently, I live in the most redneck place, so that makes me a redneck. Because
Is this your logic here?
Yes.
Okay.
Because since when have fireworks been a part of Halloween? I mean, every once in a while, you'd have, like, the smoke bombs or the stink bombs or maybe just firecrackers, like, on Halloween night, like the ones that don't, like, send up pretty, you know, firework worky lights in the sky.
Firework worky lights in the sky.
Yeah, you know, like actual fireworks that you see in the sky. That's what I was seeing last night.
Okay.
But you know,
but it's
you
not
see
Halloween.
The ones
last night
are,
wasn't Halloween.
I know, but it was a Halloween weekend. Okay. There were a lot of parties and stuff. I saw people dressed up everywhere I went. But fireworks for Halloween. I mean, like in the sky, fireworks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Since when has that been a part of Halloween?
You're going to have to tell me because I don't know. I didn't have any fireworks out where I live.
I don't understand. It's like, is it any excuse for fireworks now? And then it's like days. I mean, because it was the weekend, so now it'll be going on like probably tonight and then tomorrow night because it's actually Halloween.
Well,
I have never in my life seen fireworks for Halloween.
So you must be a redneck if.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's like, why? What's next? Going out and shooting guns up into the air?
Problem with that? I'm just wondering.
Well, I mean,
if you like the loud sounds, I mean, you can do it, right?
Well, yeah, that's okay. What I mean. It's like, why?
If you're in the county, you can shoot a gun anytime you want.
Well, I know.
Okay.
But it's just like, I was in the house and I thought, what in the world is that? And I step out on the deck and sure enough, there are fireworks up in the sky. And I'm going, for Halloween?
Were they orange?
My mother even called and said, why are people shooting off fireworks? I don't know.
Even in her neighborhood.
Even in her neighborhood. Wow. And I'm like, what is going on?
Halloween weekend, Kim.
Fireworks?
Yeah. I did get my set of Arbor Day fireworks coming up in February. I'm looking forward. So, it's the Mark and Kim show on Starwater 2.1. Did you know that the Friends, because we're talking about all things Friends after Matthew Perry's death yesterday, or over the weekend, excuse me, the Friends represented the seven deadly sins? Did you know that?
No.
Well, you know the seven dwarfs did, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so did the Friends. Who was lust, who was gluttony, who was greed? We'll get into that next on Starwater 2.1. We got the Mark and Kim show on Starwater 2.1. Welcome to a Monday morning. Warm morning, but cooler throughout the day, down to 57 at the end of the day, 44 when the overnight finally drops in. Tomorrow's high 55 into possibly the upper 40s by the middle of the week. So I'll give you the one of the seven deadly sins. You tell me who you think it respond. Who on Friends is sloth?
Chandler, probably.
Yes, man.
Phoebe.
Phoebe sloth. Do you know what sloth is?
Yeah, like slow, not a lot of get up and go.
Oh, interesting. Sloth is Chandler. Sloth. It's sloth mainly because of his career.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly complained about his job, expressed general disinterest in his profession.
Mm-hmm.
stayed in the position because it was easier to be compliant than to make a change. How about...
Because he was always complaining, but he never did anything about it.
Gluttony.
See, now, I'm
Monica.
Torn on...
Monica's
because
gluttony.
Because she used to be fat.
Hold on, hold on. Oh, no. We should just ask Yes Man.
Well, she used to be fat, but I don't think she is. I think because the way Joey was always eating. Remember, he always had a sandwich or something. He had food in his pocket, and he would always... I don't know.
Or maybe he was just happy to see you.
Right, I don't know. So it has to be either Monica or Joey. I mean,
you're going with who?
She swayed me.
Wow, amazing. yes, Joey. Gluttony describes Joey. Wrath. Who had wrath? Who
was?
Do you know what wrath is?
Yeah, like you go off, you go on a tangent.
Are you thinking the Wrath of Khan, some sort of Star Trek thing?
No.
Wrath is not a tangent. No, wrath is like vengeance, if you will.
Oh.
That's Ross. Hmm. This is going well. Lust, who represented lust of the seven deadly sins on Friends.
See, we've already done Joey.
Hmm. Yeah.
We've already done Chandler.
Do you not know the rest of the... Are you lost on the rest of the Friends? Do I need to
run? Rachel. No, I know him.
Rachel.
Rachel's lust?
Yeah. Phoebe.
Phoebe.
She was always after a guy. Always, I wouldn't, you know.
She exemplified lust as she was often the most overtly sexual of the Friends' main character group. And she represented, I won't say that word, never mind. And then Rachel, of course, was greed, and Monica was pride.
Okay.
Because there were seven deadly sins and only six characters. Gunther shows up as envy, and it also represents the audience. So we had that was the envy, of course.
Because we all wanted to be them.
Well, the theory presents two options to represent the final sin. The first is Gunther, who was in love with Rachel and therefore envious of all her boyfriends. So there you have it. Mark and Kim Show. Start with a 2.1 dollar drunk from Noah Kahn. It is the Mark and Kim Show 706, powered by the Uten Law Firm. The Mark and Kim Show podcast available every single day. Join it. Probably the best found on the Starwater 2.1 app. Get that on your phone. People are like, what? An app on my phone? Yes, an app. And click on it, and there we'll be. And 30 bonus minutes every single day.
Well, I learned something very important Friday night at senior night.
Were they also blowing off fireworks that had you all on Twitter?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll be back with that next. 7:07 on Starwater 2.1. 7:09, Ice Bears tickets on giveaway. I was going to say on sale. And they are on sale,
well,
by the
are.
Way. But we'll be giving those away with her versus him, Mark versus Kim. Coming up, the list is the game of the day. 7:20-ish here on Starwater 2.1.
So my son is going to the University of Maximegalon, and he's majoring in female anatomy.
The University of Maximegalon?
Mm-hmm.
You care to explain what the University of Maximegalon is?
It's from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
So your son's a nerd, is what you're saying.
Apparently. And majoring in female anatomy. I learned this on Friday. One of his best friends is going to Monsters University and majoring in screams.
I'm completely lost. Mm-hmm.
Another one is going to Hogwarts and majoring in Quidditch.
Oh, let me guess. Senior night.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, of course, Kim acting like she was in the homecoming court, escorting her son onto the field. You should see those pictures.
It wasn't just me.
I understand that, but you just like, you had that shine about you that was like, look at me, everybody. You were definitely the way you had your head cocked in the pose. You were definitely feeling it.
Another one's going to Gotham University.
This must be, so they submitted what they wanted said over the... Over the loudspeakers, they were being introduced.
Mm-hmm. Right. Another one, Gotham University, and majoring in codpiece making.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
This is almost like when you would. Did seniors still do the like freshman year? They did this, and sophomore year they did that, and then they have. Sometimes they would try to sneak in little funny things. Do they still do that in yearbooks?
I don't know. We did. I know we did.
I don't know if they still
do
it or not.
They do in theirs.
Underneath, like their picture, if you were a senior, you had your name, and then you had 10, 11, 12, drama club, 11 and 12, ski club, ninth grade, whatever, this, that, and the other. And then they would sneak in some sort of phrase that they were hoping got past the censors.
Mm, they don't do that under their pictures,
so
I know.
So your son is going to the University of what now?
Of Maximegalon.
And he's...
majoring in female anatomy.
Is this done just to embarrass the parents?
They just goofing off. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. One of them's going to Kansas State for marine biology.
But you laugh at that. That's probably real.
No, it's not.
That's the real.
It's not. It's really not.
Oh, you know what?
Where is there water in Kansas?
Right. That doesn't mean you can't study marine biology.
He's not. He's not. Trust me. So anyway, we got out there, and just when you think you're going to lose, you'll lose it. It's sad. You know, it's the last time they're going to be on their home field. They've got playoffs left. But this is it. And we're all, you know, sad. And it's bittersweet.
You're sad about the ass kicking they took?
Oh, gosh. It was bad. Yeah. I mean, it was a good game.
And they still made the
playoffs
and win three games. They can make the playoffs.
I don't know how many they've won. Their record is 5-3 or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know how many they've won, but their record is 5. And I know it has 2 all beef patties, special sauce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, but does it have onions on it?
So we go to Nashville on Friday. I know that. Okay. But anyway, we're all about
to cry.
I know
that. That's her favorite phrase. I know that.
But we're about to cry, and then they come out and we start hearing these things, and we're like, okay, they fixed that.
Your son is referencing. Has he read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That part of him is nerd. He's about 50% me, 50% his dad, and so the nerd part comes from his dad.
Excuse me. Excuse me. He's 100% nerd. Her versus him is set, and it's next on Starwater 2.1. Alicia versus Gary in the list. Rice Bears tickets on the way next on Starwater 2.1. It's her versus him, Mark versus Kim on Starwater 2.1, kicking off another week where listeners will complain about how we play the list. Good morning to Gary. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
Hello, Alicia.
Good morning.
Today, Alicia versus Gary in the list, and today they are playing for...
4 tickets to the Ice Bears home game of your choice. Every game is a family-friendly way to enjoy sports and entertainment. Tickets on sale now at KnoxvilleIceBears.com.
All right, here we go. I'm going to hand a list to Kim. She's going to try to describe that list to you. Alicia, over 75 seconds. If you have trouble, scream out the word skip. Maybe Kim can just skip as opposed to hanging on like a pit bull on a tire swing.
Oh, you're one to talk.
Oh.
It's like, come on!
But that's, you know, that's just me. And then at the end of the round, you'll have a chance to steal some points, Gary. So listen closely to the ones they skip or run out of time with. And then, Alicia, when you're playing the same with Gary, you can listen for your chance to steal some points at the end of the end of that round. Any questions, Alicia or Gary, about how the game is played?
No,
sir.
All right. Alicia, on your mark, get set and go.
All right. This is when you take time off from work, but you don't travel anywhere. You remain at home or around your hometown.
Sick time?
Sick
time?
No, you're not sick. You're still taking time off from work, and you're doing fun things like going to Dollywood or, you know, around home. It's still time off from work. And
staycation.
Yes, very good. Okay, this is a, you take one of these and you stick papers together with these metal objects. And it's not a paper clip, but it's...
Staple?
Yes. This is the high point on a church. It's goes up in the air and you see them
Staple?
From... Yes. This is a front porch, but it's another word for it. It's all, you know, it's a... A front this. It's a front porch, but it's another word for it. No, it's a small, it's also something you do when you get down, you sort of kneel down to talk to a child or to pick up something. Do you know what that word is?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll skip it. It's an octagonal sign. It's red, and what does the word on it say?
Stop.
Yeah.
You got that one.
Yeah.
Scoremaster Steve?
Alicia got 4. There's one that Gary can steal.
Gary, would you like to steal the one that they skipped?
Is it porch?
No, she said
I
porch.
Said porch. It was stoop. Is what that was. Staycation, staples, steeple, stoop, stop, stump, stupid, stir, stupid. I love that. Stir fry, Steelers, and stalker.
All right,
still to come.
Scoremaster Steve.
That is 4 for Alicia, 0 for Gary.
All right.
All righty, Gary, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, this is the person in the long yellow mobile that takes your kids to school. I said school. Sorry. This is, you would put this on ribs. It's a liquid.
Barbecue sauce.
Very good. This is what you sit under when you're outside and you want to just keep the sun off of your head.
Umbrella.
Yes, but it's attached to the thing you're eating on. So it is a...
patio umbrella.
Yes, but you got to put another word in there right in the middle of that. Yes, you're close.
Patio table umbrella.
Very good. This is the person that is standing in front of the class K through 6. So they are an...
elementary teacher.
Well, yeah, you're close. There's one more word in the
elementary
middle.
Elementary school teacher.
Very good. In the back of your automobile is a very safe device for your child to sit in, and it's for them when they're very small.
Car seat.
So what, but not a toddler, not a newborn.
Infant car seat.
Yes. This is the quarterback of the Vols, the most famous quarterback of the Vols of all time.
Peyton Manning.
Yes. This is a movie about witches that's very popular with Bette Midler and other people. Do you know? It's also the way in which a witch will cast a spell. They'll say the Scoremaster Steve.
That was 5 for Gary.
But there's one
that Alicia can steal right there at the end.
Alicia?
Was it Hocus Pocus?
Yes. There it is. So we go to a speed round. I'm going to say a question. If you want to answer the question, you have to call out your name. Let me read the entire list. School bus driver, and I screwed up and said school.
Hmm.
Barbecue sauce, patio table umbrella, elementary school teacher. I skipped extra large t-shirt. We got the infant car seat. Still to come, child's Halloween costume. Peyton Manning, Hocus Pocus, and 32-ounce tumbler. All right, if you want to answer this question, call out your name. I'll recognize you. Answer the question to win the game. Alicia and Gary, here we go. What does AI stand for?
Gary. Artificial intelligence.
Good job.
Alicia's still accessing her artificial intelligence.
Yes,
trying to figure that out. First, 2 out of the first 3 letters of her name, too. A-L-I. Hey, Alicia, thank you for playing. We appreciate you. Gary, congratulations, my friend. We'll see you over there at the Ice Bears game of your choice.
Thank you, man.
I guess as long as we choose the same one that he's going to, I guess, you know. Start with a 2.1 with the Mark and Kim Show. We'll come back. We got some poll results for you. We put up something about Ross and Rachel versus Chandler and Monica as we are sorrowing the loss of Matthew Perry this morning. We'll talk about those results next on Star Wars 2.1. That's Kid Leroy. His latest is called Too Much. It's 7:50 on this Monday morning edition of the Mark and Kim Show. We're Tuesday, 3 p.m. Half price deal goes live at star1021fm.com. This week's deal is the Skyland Ranch. Score 2 tickets to Skyland Ranch Festival of Lights. Only $36. Presented by Food City in Sevierville, where you'll get into the holiday spirit of one of the most unique Christmas light shows in the Smokies. Ride a scenic chairlift, take in views of the Smokies, go gem mining, visit the longest, I'm sorry, ride the mountain coaster, which is the longest in the Southeast, and a whole lot more. Sets Starwater 21 FM tomorrow, 3 p.m. Sad that, did we expect Matthew Perry to be the first to go from the Friends, though?
Yes.
Well, we did. It was the drug abuse and the other problems that he had had and some of the medications that he was taking that he was suffering from, anxiety stuff, and of course, mm-hmm. and COPD.
Yeah.
It probably has to do with his smoking. I know COPD got my father-in-law from his early smoking. And so we, sad for the loss of Chandler, Monica and Chandler versus Ross and Rachel. That's the poll we have up on right now. I'll be honest with you, I never could have in real life or on TV put Ross and Rachel together as an actual couple. They captured, the interest and stuff like that, and I love how they tried to perpetuate the myth of Ross and Rachel by saying that they were attracted to each other off stage too. They
yeah.
said that they had a flirtation going on in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Jennifer Aniston.
No, I think that was real.
David Schwimmer?
Yeah, I think that was real. You know, the nerdy guy. I think he's a nerd in real life. I think girls go for that. I go for that.
Seems a little... I knew it would come semi-autobiographical as usual. Poll results, please. On Monica and Chandler, more real or less real than Ross and Rachel?
For Monica and Chandler, it was 37 votes
mm-hmm.
for the better-looking couple.
Not better-looking.
The best couple. And Ross and Rachel, They had 6 votes.
That's it?
Yeah, just 6.
What about on the Facebook post?
And that was total for Instagram as well.
Wow.
And for both, there was just 2. Like, you couldn't really pick one.
I think they made Monica way too neurotic at the end. Like, the last few seasons, she was just kind of kooky and crazy. But there was a certain kind of gravitas to the relationship. It seemed like it had more, it could have happened more easily than Ross and Rachel.
They seem more real for sure, yeah. Because they didn't have the breakups and back togethers and breakups and back togethers. I mean, theirs seemed more consistent.
And the funniest parts of the show were when they were trying to hide the relationship in those episodes. That was really, really funny. And when Chandler's dad mom, played by Kathleen Turner, and his dealing with that was just some of the funniest stuff. So, Matthew Perry gone. It's sad to see. Star 102.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station with the Mark and Kim Show, powered by the Ooten Law Firm. Free gas for an entire year with Food City and Star 102.1. Can't be beat. Get online to star1021fm.com. I'm going to ask you a very, you know the question because you've already responded to the comments to a Facebook post that went up last night. We'll talk about that coming up next, which involves clippers, scissors, nail files, all things that you would cleanse yourself with. Interesting conundrum in the family last night that I had to take to the Facebook. And then, of course, my texts start firing up with my wife kicking in with all the things that is okay to cut your nails with. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that coming up next on the Mark and Kim Show after new music from Tate McRae on Star 102.1. Knoxville's number one hit music station at 8:15. It is the Mark and Kim Show. Here's a question for you. I put this up on Facebook last night after seeing something happen. If you found out that the scissors you use to shape your mustache were the same scissors that your wife uses to cut her toenails, would you be upset?
Yeah, anything that's close to your face should not be close to anyone's toes or
And you know how I feel? Regions. Don't you think somebody else knows how I feel about toenails, especially clipped toenails?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the first argument was, well, those are actually my scissors. I'm like, yeah, and?
Well, then she's probably, if she uses them for her toes, if they're her scissors, you shouldn't probably be using them for your mustache.
Well, but
you didn't put that part in there.
Didn't put what part in there?
You didn't put that they were her scissors.
Does that matter?
Well, yeah, if you're going to be upset that you use them for your mustache and she uses them for her toes.
But who uses scissors to clip their toenails?
Well, and I put that in there. I said, uses scissors for the toenails?
It's so funny that she said to me recently, I don't know, of all the discussions to have with your wife, she said to me, you know, I never see you clip your toenails. And I said, okay, let me see your feet. I'm like, all right. She expected to see, like, you know, Dumb and Dumber, belt sander on the toenails, and they're just as clean and as fresh as every other part of my daggone body.
I know you have beautiful feet.
What? How do you even know that? I wear shoes and socks every day. How do you know about my feet?
Well, you've taken your shoes off in here before, and you always have beautiful feet.
No, there's some things
They're clean, they're pristine, you have pretty feet.
My hands, I'm a cleansed man.
Yet you have pretty feet. Some people don't have pretty feet, but you have pretty feet.
So don't you think you would, like when you go to a barber shop and they sterilize the utensils after being used?
Yeah, they have them in, what is it, Barbicide or something like that?
You know,
I don't
know.
Well, that blue stuff.
Maybe some matricide going on here, because don't you think if you were to clip your toenails, the first thing you do is either, I don't know, rinse them off or drop them into some Barbicide or something?
Well, unless you have, I mean, most people have their own clippers.
The answer to that would be no, by the way.
We all have our own clippers.
She just throws them back into the drawer which she found them, which is where? What drawer do you think it's in?
Is it your drawer?
It's in my drawer.
Okay.
Everybody. Yeah.
But they're her scissors.
See, I figured that would be an issue with you.
Because you didn't put that in the
post. But she sees me clipping my mustache.
But they're her scissors.
Oh, Lord.
See, you didn't put that in the post.
Who they belong to.
Well, if you're going to fuss about her using them on her toes, but I still ask who uses scissors on their toenails.
I mean, I might get her a belt sander.
What are her toenails like?
I told you, I married her because she has acceptable feet.
But who uses scissors to cut their toenails?
You know, that was a question that we asked effectively online, because that's what people were responding to. And we'll get into your comments coming up next here on the Mark and Kim Show. I mean, I'll even read to you her texts that said,
okay,
you know, Well, people use scissors and even wire cutters to cut their own toenails.
I'm wire like, cutters?
I said, what are you, Neanderthal?
Who uses wire cutters? I mean, it's just... I need to see these scissors now.
They're just dainty little itty bitty scissors. They're like little
so are they like
orange
nail
handled,
scissors?
And they're just little scissors. They're not like your big old honking scissors.
What are they you, like these?
They're even bigger than that. But
oh, because these are nail scissors.
Those are hangnail scissors, but okay, we'll be back.
It I is, need to see these scissors.
It's the Mark and Kim Show.
Hosting Star 102.1 Rockstar 8:30 on the docks.
On the Mark and Kim Show, going to get into your comments coming up next on the post about whether or not it's okay, whether whomever's scissors they are, if they're worked, they're, if they're working a mustache, do they need to be working the toenails? We'll discuss your comments because they went one of two ways. Next, after Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll got the joint bouncing on Star Water 2.1. Is need a favor. Don't tell me that at some point in your marriage that something that you have as your own has somehow become the property of your husband or vice versa.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, I wear a jacket regularly that she was given. It was a little big for her, but happened to fit me. It's now mine. I don't know if this actually qualifies as eminent domain, but her pair of scissors have matriculated themselves into my drawer of hair care products, my clippers, my trimmers, my shavers. And these scissors are right here, by the way, right here on the upper lane. Cleans that up nicely, doesn't it? Look at that. And then I heard this snip, snip, snip. And it was over the toilet, too.
Over the toilet?
My wife was cutting her toenails with the scissors. Do you say scissors with scissors or with a scissors?
With scissors.
But if it's a pair of scissors, are there two? Is the scissor just the one blade and it happens to be connected to the other?
Huh. I say with scissors.
Yeah, no. We're getting
of course, if little, we're going to go with me and what I say, that doesn't necessarily mean it's right. I mean, as we know.
She makes a point.
As we know, but scissors is what I would say. Hand me the scissors.
Hand me a scissors, the scissors, whatever. She's clipping her toenails. I'm like, I trim my mustache with that. She goes, so?
Yes.
Yeah, I said, do you clean it? No.
Feet and mustache.
She said, I've seen you throw the bread knife back into the bread block, the knife block, without washing it, which is true.
You don't even rinse it off?
No, you just take a piece of paper, like a paper towel.
Well, if it's just bread, it's just not bread. Butter or
right.
anything like
right.
that.
Just bread.
No, then I'm okay with all that.
Right. Is it just toenails?
No. No. No, it's
Christy
not.
Christy writes to us on our Facebook post about this. That sounds more like she has eagle talons regular than regular human toenails.
Yeah, when you hear
it. Oh,
yeah.
No, she's got small dainty feet. She's got small, dainty toenails, and it's a little bitty scissors, not the little ones that you show there for like cuticles and stuff like that. It's just a regular trimming scissors. It's not a big old honking pair of elementary school scissors. Ain't safety scissors. They're just sharp little pointy barber scissors, like the ones you would cut hair with.
Okay.
All right? The ones you would cut hair with.
Okay.
Hair. Like around my mouth.
But she had them apparently to cut her toenails with.
You know, who knew
and
that she was.
You absconded with them.
Oh, now I'm absconding with
well,
them.
Well, you said you took them over and they're in your drawer.
Yeah, I'm sure that you
she got them out of her drawer to cut the toenails over the toilet.
Honey,
I love your wife, but you're making her sound a little odd here.
Okay, how am I describing the situation perfectly and I'm making her sound odd? Yeah. Explain that to everybody.
Well, it just sounds odd that she's cutting her toenails with scissors,
like
first
you say,
of all.
Nobody can make you sound like something that you aren't, so how am
no,
I...
No, it just sounds odd that she does this, yeah.
Mike says, if your wife has to use scissors to cut her toenails, you got a different set of issues.
Yeah. See what I mean? It sounds odd that she cuts them with scissors and
Dylan,
over the toilet.
The boys are feeling some kind of way about this. I found out worse things she's done with the trimmers that I use on my face.
Yeah.
Laura, am I the only person with the household that had junk drawer scissors? Some scissors are used to cut hair, paper, dingleberries off the dog, etc. Oh, let
true.
Me tell you what, we don't have a dog anymore, but if I find out those scissors were ever taking away matted hair from a dog's ass. Mm-hmm. Taylor, yes, I'm not a dude, but yes, I would be put off by somebody using the scissors on
no,
their
I
toenails that I'm using on my mouth.
I'm on your team on this.
My great aunt used to use the scissors to do that too, kitchen scissors. I saw her do it once and was grossed out. They were not the kitchen scissors anymore after that.
No, you have kitchen scissors that are in the block with the knives and stuff, and then you have the junk drawer scissors that are used for everything else.
She says toenail clippers do a better job. They don't even shape, like the scissors don't even shape the nail.
That's true.
As others have described, one cut here, one cut there. And I guess I have to look really closely. She might have little pointy toenails just from the
from the
angle. Or maybe she's just, you know, maybe she's like you take your construction paper and safety scissors and you work it out. I don't know.
She may have little ruffly ones, you know.
Chad, not just toenails. Dig deeper.
Yeah.
Jay, she may need a Dremel. Josh, the real question is cutting toenails with scissors. That's some Neanderthal shush right there. Mm. Nettie, that would make some people upset. Yeah, like me.
No, I'm team you on this. I told you.
How about Janine? Seems like a conversation should have happened before this. It certainly happened last night.
You didn't know to have this. How long has she been doing this? Our toenails have been on your lip for a while.
Here we go. Beth, depends on whose scissors they are.
Mm-hmm. And whose are they?
It doesn't matter. If someone is taking them over.
Suddenly it doesn't matter.
All right. The Eras Tour has done it. So if she's already hit a billion, and I don't mean just like in revenue and sales, her net worth is over a billion, and she's just now sitting out on the international leg of the Eras Tour.
Oh, yeah.
Which means Kansas City Chiefs will not win another game this season, which is sad for a lot of Kansas City Chiefs or Travis Kelce fans. That can be mutually exclusive, if I'm not mistaken. All right. Don't forget about the podcast. Every single day, the podcast available on all the podcast apps, but best found on the Star 102.1 app. Star 102.1, Mark and Kim show every day. It's this podcast. It's a podcast. We sit around afterwards. I got a list here we're going to go down after the podcast. You know, as it's spooky season, you know, things that we fear. Ooh, all the phobia. Now, you'll be surprised. I think some of this list has some phobias we've never heard of, and then some that just don't make a lot of sense, and then some are just like so obvious. How did we not know?
Well,
so
I thought we knew them all.
Well, you think you know everything, but you don't.
I don't think I know anything.
There's that too. One, the fear of not knowing anything. Look that one up.
For instance, a study found that bad grammar really does stress people out, and I'm thinking, duh, we know that about you. It can even activate your fight or flight response. And I'm like, okay.
As in?
Your fight response.
No,
for sure.
I'm a fighter, but I'd rather run from bad grammar.
Well, you fight for it too, though. I mean.
I know, I don't run from it.
No.
I want to walk out of this room from time to time, like, oh my God. But yes, it's an actual, what now? Is this a fear or is this?
It really stresses people out. It's not a fear. It's like you can really get stressed, and you're one of these people for sure. It doesn't stress me out because I just don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
But why don't
you? And I don't notice
it so
much.
Maybe that's what bothers me, is that you just don't care.
I think what it is because having lived here my entire life and so many people, you just get used to it, and if you corrected everybody that said everything wrong or said something differently, it would be your whole life. I mean, you would spend all your time correcting people all the time, correct?
Can I make a life out of it? Can I earn a living out of it? That's the question. Wait a minute. I do.
Yeah.
On the Mark and Kim show.
Researchers in England found that when you know something is grammatically wrong, your body reacts by kicking into stress mode. Yours definitely does that. They proved it by measuring people's heart rates. They didn't just look at how their heart rate was beating. They also looked at something called heart rate variability. And when they relaxed, our heart rate varies a little, okay? It's just kind of, you know, it just beats along.
I think we understand what it means.
Okay, they also looked when you're relaxed, specifically the time between beats goes up and down. It's perfectly natural and no big deal. But when something stresses us out, that goes away. It's very erratic.
I had a Facebook post the other day that gave me stress because I thought I was using something incorrectly, only to find out later on that I wasn't. Because when I said the words, here it is. What are you currently judging your neighbors for? And then I parenthetically put preposition, I know. Is it their Halloween candy? To which I got a great message. It's like, nope, if you're describing something, the preposition doesn't necessarily, at the end of the sentence, bother it. Bother the sentence, that means.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to figure out, I can't find that comment right now. But nonetheless, it did give me so much so that I had to let everybody know that I was ending a sentence with a preposition.
Exactly.
But actually, every once in a while, it actually does make sense, according to this person right here. I did not know that. So I did learn. Oh, here you go. Kristen, you can actually end a sentence with a preposition. The rule is omit one that doesn't change the meaning of the question. So what are you judging them for is fine. Where are you going to is not. Or when you end the sentence with at. Like where have you been at? Like when people say that.
Where
have you been at? Right.
So if you're relaxing and reading something or relaxing and somebody says something and it's bad grammar, your heart rate really does get all out of whack and it stresses you out. Mm-hmm. And that's
explain to me this whole relaxing thing. I'd like to learn a little bit about that.
Selena.
Well, who's next?
Yeah. Mark and Kim show. Starwater 2.1. Hey, good morning, everybody. Pre-Halloween, of course, you're thinking about candy on National Candy Corn Day, by the way. Today, it has its own day.
Do you like it or not?
I especially when it's like with a peanut.
I like it with the peanuts. Yeah. I don't like it by itself.
But it's okay by itself. It's not like the worst. And there are worse candies. The list is long. I won't go through all of them. I'm not even familiar with Brock's Mellow Cream Pumpkins.
That's the
19th most hated candy.
I think, isn't that like the candy corn pumpkins, just the pumpkins? If that's what they are, I was going to say, I like those, but I don't like the candy corn.
Huh. That seems incongruous.
I know it, but I like the pumpkins, fact, not the candy corn.
Well, if you could look up Brock's Mellow Cream Pumpkins for me,
I'd like
to. Bit of honey. I haven't had any in such a long time, but I used to love them. They have a.
I like bit of honey.
Yeah, they're delish. They really are. Laffy Taffy, you know, otherwise known as tooth extractors.
Yeah.
Double Bubble. Who the hell's eating Double Bubble? Is that still a gum we used? Like we eat? Are there better alternatives to Double Bubble?
It only comes out at Halloween, I think. I think you have the bags of the Double Bubble, and that's the only time I ever seen it.
Well, that doesn't mean that's the only time they're for sale.
It's the only time I see it.
Cadbury Cream Eggs are the 15th most hated candy.
Those pumpkins.
Sometimes
they're mixed with the candy corn.
Mellow cream pumpkins.
I think it's because there's more of them, and I can eat two of them and I'm done.
Okay.
But I like those, but I hate the candy corn.
How about the cream inside the Cadbury cream egg? Is that what you hate them for? Oh, you like that? The fact that it looks
like
an egg, I think the fact that it comes out and it looks like egg, like a yolk and white in there.
Yeah, I like the caramel eggs.
That keeps my wife from eating them.
Yeah.
She won't even have me one. It's got egg in it. I'm like, no, it doesn't. Mentos. You know, the Fresh Baker. That's number 14th worst candy. Number 13, Smarties. Number 12, Nickel Nip wax bottles. Nickel Nip, that was the name of the wax bottles?
I never knew that. We just called them wax bottles.
Yeah, with a little flavoring inside.
If I'd known it was Nickel Nip, hated them more.
That sounds like a cheap Brist job,
doesn't
it?
Doesn't it?
A nickel per nip.
I went and had a Nickel Nip. Well, I did sort of have a nipple nip.
Hello? The word was nickel nip. Dear.
Nickel nip. That's a cheap boob job.
I think.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking.
Are you?
I'm listening. I hear every word you say.
Yeah, huh? Too bad it doesn't register. Number 11, Tootsie Rolls. Number 10.
I don't get that.
Most
hated.
Oh, wait. My candy's coming up. It makes a top five. Mine makes a top three. My favorite candy makes the top three worst candies.
The Dots?
Mm-hmm. Lemonheads, number 10. 30% of people hate those. Almond Joy, 34. I can see it's the coconut. Yeah, it's a love or hate situation with the coconut. Jelly beans? It's like hating candy corn. It's just like, okay, you have it. You know, if it's all that's left and there's jelly beans, you're going to eat the damn jelly beans. Mm. You're going to eat the jelly beans. Mm. Hot tamales, 41% hate those. Candy corn at number 6 for 42% hatred. Red Hots, 43% of people hate those.
I like the Red Hots.
Yeah, those are a little too chewy for me. Atomic Fireballs, you know, that's just, Dots at number 3, 44% of people hate Dots. I clean up at the holidays.
That just means you get more of them.
I clean up at Halloween, and I clean up forevermore after that because people have a lot of leftover Halloween candy, and a lot of leftover Halloween candy involves a lot of Dots.
I always bring you all of ours.
Y'all didn't send many of those popcorn balls to us. Many.
I haven't seen any.
Any. Drop the M. But you can feel free to send your Dots. Jawbreakers at number 2, because that just, it's like, what's the point?
I think my son has one from 2 Christmases ago. Still sitting on it. It's like sitting there.
Please tell me it's half lit.
Halfway stuck. Yeah, it is. It's like, it's got colors meshed together because he's sort of stuck it in his mouth and in there it was.
Halfway sucked.
Well, I think it is.
Did you stop yourself?
It's like a watercolor just kind of melded together. And
the
there
number one most hated candy are Peeps.
Either love them or hate them.
52% of people hate them. And yes, their definition of Halloween candy obviously is a little broad, seeing that Peeps are more known for Easter than they are.
Well, they
for
have
Halloween.
The ghosts and stuff too.
Yeah, you can make the Halloween Peeps, I guess. So there it is.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Gimme, gimme.
More.
Well, hey, Monday morning with the Mark and Kim show. It's, of course, pre-Halloween. It's Halloween. It's All Hallows Eve Eve. Halloween Eve. And I have not played upon the current phobia that is gripping the Mark and Kim show, and that's her continued coulrophobia, which is the clown phobia. There was a small child yesterday at the Starwater 2.1 trick-or-treat trail
that dared to wear a clown outfit.
And only one.
Huh?
Only one.
Yeah, how can there only be one clown at an entire Halloween trick-or-treat event?
Just was.
I mean, is the era of the clown over?
I think so.
Were you on full alert the entire time that you knew there was a clown involved there?
Mm-hmm. Once I saw the clown, kept my distance.
Mm-hmm.
Knew at all times pretty much where he was.
You knew that that child would come on stage, though, at some point.
I did.
Show off their costume.
I did.
And did you see who headed them off at the pass?
You did.
Right. Which went against every instinct that I have.
I know it did.
As a human being.
I was very thankful that you headed him off at the pass.
And then I said, hey, there's what?
Then you sort of tried to get him back in the corner with me. Then you stepped in front again. So.
If I have a chance to be a hero once, why would I not try to be a hero twice?
Yeah. I was prepared to
wrestle the 9-year-old to the floor if I had to, just to show off how dedicated I am to keeping clowns away from you. You know, there's a bunch of phobias.
Sniff.
America's top phobias are fear of heights and fear of other people. Of course, if it's Halloween, if it's spooky season, we're talking about things that scare us.
Now, fear of other people, does that encompass the public speaking? Because hasn't that always been at the top of the list where people don't want to be?
Well, how does public speaking have to do with fear of other people?
Well, because you normally, if you're public speaking, you're in front of other people.
Huh. I didn't put those two together. Maybe that it says here that the fear of public speaking is number 9 on the list of phobias.
Oh, so it's moved down the list then because...
Well, there's other fears that have come up and moved up the list here. Acrophobia has been the number 1 height for years. And I'm going to just mention the phobia and you can tell me if you think you know what the phobia is.
Okay.
Acrophobia.
Being accurate?
Yes. If you fear being accurate.
Or not being accurate.
I don't think you have a fear of not being accurate.
I don't. I just say what I think and
yes.
You know, out it comes.
It's acrophobia. A-C-R-O-phobia is the fear of heights.
That's the fear of heights?
Acrophobia.
Huh.
You're thinking of the word agoraphobia, which Ricky Research will have to look up right now. Oh, no, he doesn't. It's right here on the list. Agoraphobia, are you thinking about, what's the phobia of water? Because that's not on the list. Look up the phobia of water. Are you thinking of like aquaphobia?
Aquaphobia?
Is that?
I would think that would be water. I mean, if there is an aquaphobia.
But you're asking if acrophobia, is that the fear of heights? You think it's something else or you think that acrophobia is what is the fear of water?
Aquaphobia.
Aquaphobia.
Yep.
Okay. If you feel that... you have a fear of paying too much for bottled water, that's aquafinophobia, just in case you're wondering. The fear of social situations, which is kind of people, because you can't have people, you can't have a social situation without people, is the number 2 phobia, which is social phobia.
It's social phobia?
They literally came up with nothing else. You know, acrophobia, the word acro, I'm sure from the Greek, from the Latin, has something to do with height. Like if you were to look up the word acrophobia, A-C-R-O, phobia, and that's faux with a PH. Just want to make sure we're straight on that. Acro, maybe if you go to the Wikipedia, it'll give you from the Greek, acra, which means high places or something like that.
Huh.
Huh. What are you so confused about?
I just...
Words are made out of Greek and Latin variations
that.
All the time.
I know that.
All right. And I'm trying to figure out if, in fact, acro means something.
The word comes from the Greek word for heights, which is akron.
Akron?
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny because Akron, Ohio is not very high. It's not like in the mountains or anything. Like, where are you going skiing this year? Oh, we're going to Akron. Social phobia is just called social phobia.
Social phobia, huh?
It must be so new that we don't refer to the Latins or the Greeks anymore
mm-hmm.
when it comes up. And the Latins nor the Greeks had anything to do with social, I guess.
Almost every Gen Zer has acrophobia, I guess.
The fear of heights?
No. Then they have social phobia. Now I'm conflating now. So they have social phobia because they don't want to be around people at all. They just want to be behind their phones.
Arachnophobia. We all know what that is. My wife and her broom knocking away what?
Spider webs.
It's not the fear of spider
webs. Cobwebs.
It's the fear of spiders, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Arachnophobia.
But she's not knocking away the spider. She's knocking away the
spider cobwebs, which are the spider webs, which are the home of what?
Spiders.
Right. And what do I tell you she does with spiders? I'm a scooter, and she's a smasher.
Yeah.
Okay, I scoot.
I collect and I scoot. She smashes with the broom or the foot. She did it just yesterday. Whack! I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, I just smushed a spider.
Now, while we're talking about this, are cobwebs and spider webs the same thing? We may have talked about this before, but I don't think they are. Cobwebs are because of dust and stuff, right?
Well, what do you think?
And spider webs are because of spiders.
But what do you think the cob is getting caught in?
What the cob is getting caught in?
The cob of cobwebs is the dust formation on spider webs. How do you think you think the dust bunnies are just spewing their own web out there and cobwebs are?
Cobweb is actually an abandoned spider web.
Right. That has collected dust in the house and hence,
so they start out as a spider web they become a cobweb? No, I'm serious. Don't laugh. I'm serious here.
If it's a web, who else is out there other than Spider-Man spinning webs?
Spiders.
And you know how dust happens, right?
Yeah. It
and you know that the spider web is a very sticky place.
Yeah.
And you know that after a while of an abandoned spider web, that dust will form on the spider web and create the cobweb. Look up the root word of cob in that. Let's
you know, I didn't really think about this.
Are you telling me, hold on, stand by. I can't accept this. Are you telling me, are you sitting here right now telling me that you believe you had no idea that a cobweb was a former spider web?
I wouldn't have asked the question had I known that cobweb was just an abandoned spider web with dust on it. No, because that's the reason I asked, is a cobweb the same as a spider web? And I thought they were different.
They are different. It was a former spider web, which has picked up a lot of dust.
I didn't realize
or
that.
Or cob, because cob means...
So the cob and cobweb comes from the abbreviation of a word that meant spider. But from a stricter analysis of the roots, cobweb is more accurately headweb, or perhaps for fans of Spider-Man, webhead.
Webhead?
That made absolutely no sense. And it has nothing to do with the actual dust that forms, which is fine. If we just probably call them cobwebs for whatever reason, maybe the corn cob got caught in there every once in a while. Oh, look at the cob over there in that web. That's a cobweb.
Unless somebody's throwing a corn cob, it's not going to get caught in there.
I'm being facetious, Kim.
Oh.
Or cob also stands for close of business. So I don't know if that could be.
That's the close of business web. As the spider has closed up business in the spider web, and then it just sits there collecting dust. You know that's nothing but dust, right?
I know that. That's okay. The reason I thought, because if you go into an old building or maybe a business that has closed, not just the spider.
Why are you making the weirdest face I've ever seen?
I don't know. I'm just trying, because I really thought, because if dust
she cocked her head, she opened her eyes wide, and she made her mouth like,
Stay with me here.
Like a business that is closed. I'm with you. I don't need a weird facial expression.
If dust collects in corners and stuff, and then it just builds upon itself, I thought maybe that's where the cobweb came from. I really did not know that it was old spider webs that a spider had just abandoned.
Where did the web part come from?
I don't know. I thought maybe the dust just collected on itself and it just
What are your thoughts on the cobweb versus spider web?
I honestly didn't know a difference until I looked it up just now.
I thought there was a difference, though. I didn't think it was a spider web.
People said it differently.
There's nobody out there. There's no service like Mary Maids that cleans up spider webs, so they've got to move out as soon as it gets too dusty. They don't have a service like we do. Thanatophobia. 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 Kim, what do you think that's the fear of as we're running down the list of the top fears in spooky season?
Thanatophobia.
Thanatophobia. Or thanatophobia. Thanatophobia.
I don't know. Afraid of grandma. Thanatophobia.
The fear of what?
Grandmothers?
Thanatophobia.
Like Nana?
Thanatophobia. 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 Am I saying thanatophobia? I got that wrong. Thanatophobia. The fear of gnats that are stuck in cobwebs. it's the fear of death. Thanatophobia. T-H-A-N-A-T-O. T-H-A-N-A. That's got to be Greek or something. That's got to be something. Not exactly sure what it is, but it's got to be something. T-H-A-N-A is probably the root word. Maybe even thanato is the root word. But it's the fear of death. The fear of needles, because I can see this is going nowhere, is Trypanophobia. Trypanophobia. T-R-Y-P-A-N-O-phobia.
Now, I thought that was the fear of the number 13.
That's triskaidekaphobia, Kim.
Okay.
Triskaidekaphobia.
Yeah.
Is a lot different than trypanophobia. The fear of needles. Or the fear of government trying to give you COVID shots you don't need. Trypanophobia. Now, they should make this one easier. Ophidiophobia.
Oh, what now?
Ophidiophobia.
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 You're afraid somebody's going to pitch a fit. Ophidiophobia.
Fear of working out.
Huh?
Fear of working out.
Fit.
Oh.
That's what he's going. It's ophidia.
Phidia.
Ophidiophobia. Ophidio. It's the fear of 50 Cent making new music this late in his career. No. Ophidi. Not now. Ophidiophobia is the actual fear of snakes.
But why?
Shouldn't Ophidia, that be Garden of Eden phobia? Shouldn't that be, you know, apollophobia? Shouldn't that be slitherophobia? I mean, if we're going to have social phobia for the fear of social situations, then let's make them, like, you know, snakeophobia. What's wrong with saying snakeophobia?
Yeah, make them easier. We don't even know what we have a fear of. I have a fear of not knowing what my fear word is.
See if there's a fear. Write this in exactly. Fear of not knowing what my fear word is. Chemophobia. Atychophobia. Atychophobia. A-T-Y-C-H-I.
Atychophobia.
Phobia. I have the pronunciations here. I'm not just making them up. Atychophobia.
Afraid of having Tourette's.
A tick. You're playing off the word tick.
Yeah.
A tickophobia. It's an intense fear of failure. What do you call the opposite of that? The fear of success. What is that? I have a name for it, but
fear of success.
I can't use it.
Let me see. Fear of success.
You can look that up. We have Ricky Research over here. Who's holding on to something? What are you holding on to?
The fear of not knowing is the best I could find. Okay. Just the fear of not knowing, that's agnosiophobia.
Agnosiophobia. How about the I know nothing phobia? How about that one? You have the name of the fear of success opposed to the fear of failure.
Achievemophobia.
Achievema?
Achievemophobia.
Achievemophobia.
Yeah, A-C-H-I-E-V-E-M-E phobia.
Achievemophobia.
So that,
fear of achievement.
Yes.
Huh. Know anybody with that?
And most people just say success anxiety. But achievemophobia, so that's another one. It's like now if you're getting things named, it's just real easy. If you have an old phobia, it's all hard.
Okay.
What's the fear of hardness? Oh, he's actually looking up. let's see here. We just heard this. Agoraphobia, the fear of open spaces. Oddly, it's number one in New Mexico.
So that's people. In Mexico?
In New Mexico, dear. A big wide open space.
So people are, that's the people who are afraid to leave their homes, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's
yes. The shut-ins usually have agoraphobia. They're afraid of open spaces as if in they were to leave their house into an open space. Glossophobia is the fear of public speaking. Trypophobia, which is not to be confused with the trypanophobia from earlier, which was the fear of needles. Number 10, trypophobia.
Afraid to eat turkey.
Tryptophan phobia, would that be where you get the L-tryptophan?
Yeah.
That's the turkey one. But
that
close.
Puts you to sleep.
Trypophobia, having feelings of disgust or fear when you see patterns with lots of holes, like a honeycomb or sponges.
Swiss cheese.
Or girls in college.
Never.
Settle down, boy. It's supposedly the top fear in Hawaii and Idaho. Claustrophobia did not make the list of the top 10. I can tell you right now, the fear of being closed in a coffin, that's claustrophobia. I can't even, like a tunnel, I watch sometimes just to give myself the heebie-jeebies, where people will go spelunking or even cave diving and get themselves, there's a movie called Sanctum. It's one of the lesser known James Cameron films. It's about underwater diving in caves. And they have to literally take off their tanks to fit through these little holes and places and then feed their tanks back through and, you know, hoping that their tanks don't get snagged up on rocks and such. So I definitely kind of on purpose give myself the heebie-jeebies on claustrophobia because when I see them acting out doing these things, like, have you seen the one where they'll, like, go in a cave and then they'll have to not just crawl through a small hole that only people that are about 108 pounds can fit through, but where the two, like it's a vertical shaft,
mm-hmm.
and they can just like have to suck in and they have to like slide along it to get through. I did that one time at a place. There was a national park, a state park somewhere, and they had this little place you could walk through to get to a really beautiful vista.
Yeah,
and it took every bit of strength that I had just to kind of shimmy my way through. It wasn't so big that I had to like suck in the big fat gut that I have. I had to really kind of just, you know, just take it as step by step by step, because I mean, things move. You know, I know they're boulders. I know they're big rock faces.
Yeah.
But things move. And so I was afraid of that happening. And again, and it really made me had to bust that claustrophobia fear. And watching any movie, I think Ryan Reynolds has done one. And I think that Sandra Bullock was in one where they were literally caught and trapped in a casket.
Oh my gosh. Can't even imagine. Talking about how, like, you when you're watching them dive or a movie or something, and they have to take off their tanks to squeeze through and then pull those through.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would panic me because I'm terrified of water. If I had to go through and then the panic that somehow they're going to get through and their tanks aren't, I think that would freak me out too, because they're on one side and the tanks are on the other, and then what? I mean, you're gonna die.
Yeah, and then your breathing starts messing up, and
the panic that ensues from.
I know
that.
You won't watch it, but I'll say it anyway.
Oh my gosh!
See the movie Sanctum, 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 James Cameron, and it's literally.
I don't know if I could handle
you have,
it.
And it's also deep water
and Buried by Ryan Reynolds, the one you were referring to earlier.
Hmm?
Buried, yeah, that freaked me out just seeing it.
All right, here's some other phobias. These are maybe some that you've never heard of, like crapophobia.
Crapophobia?
Yep, crapophobia, C-R-A-P-O-phobia, crapophobia, the fear of going number two in a public restroom.
Hmm.
Okay, now I know people, now what is it called, pee shy, when you can't, that number
pyoresis?
One. Is, pardon?
Pyoresis.
Is that what that's called? I know it's, I just know pee shy, I don't know what the.
Or is pyoresis the tingle that you get after you pee? Pyoresis.
But I didn't know there was one for number two. I mean, it makes sense because I know kids sometimes go all day at school because they don't want to poop at school.
Here's another less known fear. Snickerphobia. Snickerphobia, the fear of being trapped on a parking lot by a kid selling candy bars.
This isn't real.
There's also Kelseyphobia. It's the fear your teammates on the Chiefs will mock your friendship bracelet.
Okay. You're making these up now.
You didn't think crapophobia was made up?
No, I didn't. I could go with that because we had one earlier that was exactly what, you know, it was. Yeah. And it's like social phobia or whatever. And it's like, okay, you know.
Britophobia.
Britophobia. Ooh. Filtered water.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The fear of witnessing something horrific if you keep watching Britney Spears on Instagram.
Oh.
We've already seen that, I think.
Bonophobia. Bonophobia. The fear... Your neighbor will keep that giant, tacky Halloween skeleton up in their yard all year long. Maybe bonesophobia would have been better.
Just put a Santa hat on it and then have it hold it in an Easter egg later.
Crunchophobia. Crunchophobia, the fear of biting into gravel in your Trader Joe's products.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Postophobia, the fear that something you posted way back when you were young, drunk, and stupid will come back to haunt you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fogiephobia, the fear that the fate of our nation is in the hands of two crazy old men. And then there's Yes Man Tyler Gann phobia.
Fear of saying no.
You notice a lot of silence?
Yeah.
The fear of Yes Man Tyler Gann phobia. Like I said, it would be Yes Man Tyler Gann phobia is there's just no answer.
Huh. Oh.
Just no answer. I'll sit here silently. Wonder what that could be referring to.
I don't know.
You don't?
No.
You don't know?
No.
Really? Have you been off the air today? Because I know you've been on the air a little bit today.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. And I don't know which day you're listening to this, but it is the first day since the death of Matthew Perry, which had us a little reflective this morning. I mean, he is somebody who's about our age. Not fully our age, but a couple of years younger than us. But obviously, the top three shows of the 1990s.
Easily.
Was Friends. I mean, there's Seinfeld, there's Friends. I mean, they kind of go back and forth on the two greatest sitcoms of the 1990s. And I just wanted to share one last thing. We did a little bit of a tribute to him earlier that you heard in the podcast. And this is... This is something, these are his own words. And if you hadn't heard, and I'm sure you know by now that he passed away, drowned in a hot tub, oddly. He was, I guess the last thing he put on Instagram was him lounging in an infinity pool, which is, you know, around water. I don't know if he was on drugs or not during the time in which he died. If he, you know, if you fall asleep and get into water just on your own, let's say you're falling asleep next to the pool and you roll into the pool, I would assume that the water would wake you up, okay? The way that a kid's, a child's natural instinct a lot of times, if they have the ability to move their head, if they've got any neck musculature at all, they can turn their head when they feel that they're being smothered. And I would imagine that the body, if it's in a state of sobriety, is going to wake you up when you fall into water, if you fall asleep. Now, I would imagine, though, if you've passed out from being on drugs, that might be something totally different. And it could be, I mean, could have had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Could have had anything. So I'm sure that...
his body has been through a lot through the years. That's sure, for sure.
Absolutely. So here's what here's some words from Matthew Perry that are kind of poignant, considering that he's now gone. He says, I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life. I'm still working through it personally. But the best thing about me is that if an alcoholic or drug addict comes up to me and says, will you help me? I will always say, yes, I know how to do that. I will do that for you, even if I can't always do it for myself. So I do that whenever I can, in groups or one-on-one. And I created the Perry House in Malibu, a sober living facility for men. I also wrote my play, The End of Longing, which is a personal message to the world, an exaggerated form of me as a drunk. I had something important to say to people like me and to people who love people like me. When I die, I know people will talk about friends, 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 and I'm glad of that. Happy I've done some solid work as an actor, as well as given people multiple chances to make fun of my struggles on the World Wide Web. But when I die, as far as my so-called accomplishments go, it would be nice if friends were listed far behind the things I did to try to help other people. I know it won't happen, but it would be nice. Matthew Langford Perry, August 19th, 1969 to October 28th, 2023. And I guess you can only leave behind the legacy that you leave behind, which sounds redundant. But if you don't make an effort to leave more of a legacy behind than you actually do, then don't expect people not to remember you for the things you've done, but for the person that you are. And sometimes that's not the greatest thing. So let your work speak for themselves.
But the thing we don't know is the people he did help with those groups or one-on-one. Is all those people he did help. Those people will remember him for what he did for them.
Yes.
And how he helped them. So that legacy will be very strong with them. Those groups and the Perry House and all the things that we didn't see so much. You know?
Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate you. Have a great day.